When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
All right, you're in the loop. Sports Radio 610. Thanks for hanging out with us on a Texans Ticket Tuesday. We are in that window. In this hour, we will be giving away a pair of tickets to Texans Bills this Sunday. And that is in the bullpen, is it not?
Man, front row bull. Well, it was front row. Well, I better confirm on that. But it's in the bullpen. And it's the game of the year so far in Houston.
Man, it is going to be a blast. That's one of the things that's been cool about being at these games is just seeing like the level of energy. There was three distinct moments that I took note of during the game, and that's from the press box, right? Mm-hmm. Where I could tell, I was like, oh, it sounds crazy in here when it came to that Jacksonville game. And I imagine that with the Bills and like, I don't know that Bills fans will descend necessarily, but like even
they'll descend.
Bills fans are notoriously kind of wild, and the Texans fans have been standing up.
Yeah.
I think that it's going to be a blast in there, so you'll definitely want to keep it locked and call in when we get to that point to see if you can get that pair of tickets to the game on Sunday.
And they wearing them H-Town uniforms.
Oh, man, I meant to bring that up.
Thank you. Yes,
it is.
That's the most important thing, man.
So you'll see the H-Town blue.
The debut of it.
Yeah.
Yes. And
you got to wear your H-Town blue, man.
It'll be H-Town. We've seen people in them, and it just looks so damn cool.
It does. Yeah.
So excited to see that happen as well. And we'll be in the building for sure, because we always are. It's the home of Texans, Sports Radio 610. But you can also be in the building by listening to us. You're rolling with us. You know what I mean? But all right, let's talk about this Texas team. There's some things that we want to see cleaned up. We were just talking with B. Scott, actually, was that on air or off air, about some of the things on the D-line as well?
I think
it was off air. Yeah, that's the thing that's tough. Is like we have a fantastic conversation
show
for an hour straight. Exactly. Yeah. And the show doesn't start. So I'm like, how much did we get to give to the people, in fact? But one of the things is like, hey, you started the season with the IR, four games in. IR is now in an interesting spot. Like, what are we looking at? And specifically, like, with reinforcements that could maybe help this team get better. But also, what in the hell is happening with Christian Harris?
Yeah. Well, I got to admit, you know, again, this falls in that same category. I don't know if I said this on air or off. I think this was off air, but I will say it on air now. The Christian Harris thing to me, and I don't know anything. I try to.
Oh, are you about to get to the theory?
Yes.
All right. Before we get to the theory, let's actually get the head coach of this team, D'Amico Ryans, actually talking, because he was asked about it. Everybody's like, all right, well, Christian Harris, 4 weeks. That's that. He is now eligible to return off of IR if he's ready. What's happening with Christian Harris?
No, Christian won't be practicing this week, so he's still on the road to recovery. He's doing well, on the right track. We'll get him when we get him.
When you hear someone say on the road to recovery, are you thinking he's going to be practicing this week?
Well, he's not practicing.
No, he said he's not. But
we'll get him when we get him.
We get him when we get him. He's still on the road to recovery.
Basically, he said it is what it is.
I like to talk to people over there. I know a lot of people over there. That's not a humble brag or even a brag. I just, you know, that's what 35 years in the city does. And this has nothing to do with any sourcing or any talking with anyone or anything else. This is my gut feeling.
Ooh, a gut feeling.
A gut feeling. Ooh. Maybe it's experience talking, having seen this in the past several times.
Just right above the belly button.
Right above the belly button is where this is coming from. I have a hunch that Christian Harris had surgery.
Ooh.
Like it's a hamstring, right?
Yes, a calf. I couldn't quite remember.
I blocked out there. But it's a soft tissue injury that he aggravated after 1 day back on the field. Right, Figgy? One day he was on the field?
Yeah, the first day he came back. Remember, we saw Mixon out there. We're like, okay.
All right, they're back.
Chris Harris out there, and I want to say he kind of came up limping a little bit.
Yes. So I don't know, but this has all the markings, let me put it that way, that he may have had some sort of procedure done. And if you have a procedure done on soft tissue injuries, I looked it up yesterday just to double check, but most doctors, surgeons will tell you, that's a good 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, that's super, super interesting. And I mentioned this, maybe was it yesterday? It just feels weird because the team had almost pretended, not pretended necessarily, but it felt like Does the team even remember that Christian Harris exists? Like, we had not heard Christian Harris's name mentioned, really. And there was people, obviously, you know, fans of the team, like, hey, have you heard anything about Christian Harris? And the resounding answer was no, up until really yesterday when D'Amico gives us that. And even what he said there did not feel like it was something with urgency. And what's nice is, though, Henry Tolotoa has played to a level where I don't think that you're hard up for need Christian Harris back. But that would be helpful, right? It was made, I think, a great point made by Seth earlier today, Payne and Pendergast, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday. And he was talking about the fact that they really have only used two linebackers. Like, I think there might have been one snap where Neville Hewitt got in this in the game in this first quarter.
No Jake Hansen.
Right? And so there, I mean, like, it's just those guys. And, like, that's a place where you might want to get maybe a little rotation, get some, keep those guys fresh and those types of things. And Christian Harris would help greatly in that way. But thankfully, Tolotoa's handled his business. It's just kind of it's a little discouraging.
No, that, it is. That it's worrisome.
Worrisome, maybe.
However you want to put it. But no, it doesn't feel right.
Right. There's like a film of this doesn't quite feel exactly how, okay, he might need one more week. That is not something that he said at all. Like, he stayed very far away from like giving us a particular timeline. Yeah. We'll get him back when we get him back is that leaves the door open. And that's something that is a little bit concerning to me. I'm not going to lie.
No, as well it should be. You know, especially the fact that he came back after missing a lot of camp, and they clearly were saying, we think he's good. And he aggravated it. And when you aggravate it, then you have all sorts of possibilities on the table, including maybe some sort of procedure.
So, okay, that's what we're hypothesizing. Just us in the loop are hypothesizing might be what's happening with Christian Harris.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
But all right, let's talk about some other potential, reserves, reinforcements is the word that I'd like to use. Like, who are the reinforcements that might be on their way back? And I guess before I get into that, somebody said, nah, man, y'all need to call out the fans and tell them to learn when to make noise. Like, when the other team is on offense, I saw a lot of them sitting with their arms crossed, bunch of new ticket holders shaking my head.
SMH.
Shaking my head. All right, yeah. People, make sure that you're loud when you need to be loud. Also, your quarterback asked you at the beginning of the year, hey, man, you know, when we're on offense, let us be able to communicate and hear.
They're asking for it.
So do people actually cheer when the Texans are on the offense?
I think it's just kind of loud. Like, there's energy and people, maybe some cheering. Yeah. It's an NFL game, man. I mean, I get it. You know,
be a smart fan, Lopez.
Exactly. You should be, but I get it. You know, people are excited.
It seemed like human nature. I would be sitting down trying to pay attention to the game.
But you'd also be going, let's go, you know, and that's noise. It's not necessarily like, you know, the cheering to make noise to distract the defense or get them out of the game. It's just like you're loud, you're excited. All right, come on, CJ, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but when you're at home, you don't really do that. Look, you sit on the couch and watch it, and when a play happened, then
what I've learned is that some of us might not. Some people do. Yeah. And then you start asking, like, you think that they can hear you through the TV? But you know what? Fan how you want to fan. Do not let me tell you how to fan.
I have no issue with that. But it seems like it's a human nature of just kind of sitting down watching the game until something happens.
But not when people around you are making noise. Then you join in, you know?
Yeah.
Event, Figgy. It's an event.
It is. So be a part of the event.
Yeah.
Make an impact, I think, is what that texter is getting to. All right. So the potential reinforcements. The one that keeps coming up, right, and this was the guy that was designated for return at the start of the season when you had the roster cutdowns, like Christian Harris. Or actually, not designated for return because he has a suspension.
Yeah.
D'Amico Autry.
That's going to be huge.
You still got two more weeks on that, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. However, he feels like he's going to be really important because what we were talking about with B. Sky and his thoughts as he was talking about kind of the potential of that secondary to have some exposure with some of the big play opportunities that are there or just kind of not having that guy in the slot that can be a cover guy in the slot specifically. You got to make sure that you're getting home. You got to make sure that you're getting pressure. And you've had kind of the handing off from the guys in the interior, Folarinshaw Fatukasi. You had Mario Edwards. Those guys early on really did a lot of stuff pressure-wise. Then you had Tim Settle. He got a couple sacks. But, like, it's kind of been passing off. It will be, I imagine, it'll be a lot more consistent once you get Danico Autry, the dude that you paid to come in and do that and give you that level of pressure, because getting home is a must for this front line.
And frankly, the best players on this team, this defensive line, have been on the interior. I mean, I don't think that's a question. The interior defensive linemen have been the best along the defensive line. We mentioned it before. Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter have a combined 4 sacks in 4 games. You expected more than that. Bring in Danico Autry, and now we might be into onto something here, because he's a pass rushing specialist from the interior. He's also played the outside. So I think maybe you'll start seeing better rotations, I think he's going to be huge for this defense.
But 2 more weeks.
Yeah.
Right, like 2 more weeks on that one. That's the unfortunate part, but that's the one that I feel confident that as soon as you slot him in, you're going to see an uptick in that. Honestly, I'd say the same with Christian Harris. It's just that one does not seem like it's going to be a definitive once he is ready to go, he will go. I have an interesting name here.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Okuda. Jeff Okuda, one of those veteran cornerbacks that we talked about that you brought in, you just didn't get a chance to see him right, very much, and he ends up getting injured in that first game of the season. He went on IR. So he's not going to be eligible, or he isn't eligible for returning this week, but after this week, heading into week 5, heading into week 6 rather, you have an opportunity for him to be come back. And I wonder, could Jeff Okuda be one of the potential answers to a slot corner problem that you might have here? Like, how do you feel about that, especially someone who was out at a lot of these practices during training camp and such?
I think he has it in him. I really do. I think he has it in him to be more of a cover, and maybe that turns into a rotational thing, depending on down and distance in the secondary, specifically with where Jalen Petrie lines up, where some of these other guys line up, because I think he has it in him to be that slot corner. But I'm with you. He's obviously underachieved. I'm not going to say he's been a bust, because he's played and he's made some plays, but he hadn't been a top 5 guy. Maybe that's going to be a spot where you get a little bit of a rotation, depending on down and distance.
Yeah, and especially that might be a, kind of situational guy, because I don't want to forget the fact that Jalen Petrie has been good in the things that they asked him, being kind of that nickel linebacker of sorts.
Yeah.
Coming up and hitting. Even in this game, you saw him make a couple of PBUs in zone where it feels like somebody who has his profile can shine, and you saw that. But when he ends up in kind of man situations, those were not the places that you wanted to be. And so I do wonder if maybe having Jeff Okuda as a potential handcuff in some ways, for lack of a better term, might be helpful in that. Not this week, but next week, that'd be the opportunity for him to return off of IR, provided that he's ready. Are there any other names that come up? Because I think those were some of the ones that we're talking about reinforcement-wise. I know Kirk Heinisch is also still out there.
Well, Heinisch, I don't know if he can add anything that they don't already have.
Right.
They've gotten a lot of, as you've talked about, Mario Edwards and Fatukasi, and then you got Danico Autry coming in. I don't know if there's a spot for Kurt Heinisch, to be honest, given the production. I mean, he'd have to fight for it, Otherwise, I mean, really, it just comes back to the usual suspects at running back, and I'm going to be very interested. I mentioned this yesterday, how they play Dari Agunbowale. Depending on some of these other backups, if Mixon comes back and you got Agunbowale and Pierce and Cam Akers, that's going to be interesting to watch, see how they play the running back position and maybe the return game.
Yeah, that will be interesting. We'll continue. Once they get into practice, I think that'll give us more insight into some of those things. But those are some of the reinforcements. And there it is. I was waiting for the text. We got it on the YouTube from Jeff. 713 also text. Don't forget the reinforcement that is whenever. J.J. Watt puts the jersey back on, baby.
Yeah.
Why is this so much of a thing? It's hilarious.
Because it's J.J. It's absolutely J.J.
Did he post a pick yet?
That would make for some interesting lineup decisions, because J.J. Watt's going to play when on the right distance, down in distance. But then you got Autry and all these other guys that have been playing. It'll be interesting. We'll see. We'll see.
Why did you even treat that like that was a real thing? Yeah, I'm the one who's supposed to be doing the bit. You're supposed to be the straight
this
man.
This ain't happening, man.
You're supposed
it
to be
ain't happening.
J.J. Watt if coming back.
If D'Amico Ryans picks up the phone and calls J.J. Watt.
He ain't picking up the phone to call J.J. Watt.
He said he might.
What?
J.J. said he'd pick
up. Why is he doing? Now I have to be the straight man. D'Amico
Ryans is a head coach. He said a lot of things.
He said D'Amico Lyon. That's crazy. 832 asks, why isn't Desmond King getting any opportunities?
I don't know.
That's a great question.
I don't know.
And it's not like he's a guy who comes in and you're like, well, he's getting up to speed on the system. Or if there is anybody that knows the system, Desmond King.
It seems like they're trying to get Petrie every chance they can.
Yeah.
Before they, I don't think they're going to trade him or nothing like that, but they trying to give him every chance he can to be good.
Desmond King isn't even active.
No.
You know? I don't understand that. The guy came in and actually helped this team a lot at the end of last year.
Well, yeah, I think it's a possibility he could play better in the slot than Petrie.
And I think
they kind of know it.
Yeah.
And so they trying to give Petrie every chance he can to be better. And if it don't work out, he might see a change.
Tick, 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 man.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
You are right. All right. You're in the loop. Sports Radio 610 coming up next. It's about that time for us to get into our lunchtime confessions.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.